Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real. And the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday evening, May 28th, 2025, and we have a lineup of government and politics headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. House approves reconciliation bill, health insurance and Medicaid to be impacted. On May 22nd, the U.S. House of Representatives approved the reconciliation bill for the 2025 budget with a one-vote difference. The American Hospital Association says this legislation will have notable impacts on health care insurance and Medicaid. Now the bill heads to the U.S. Senate, where changes are likely before a vote. It's uncertain how smaller health insurance firms like Astiva Health will be affected by the changes.
Gold's safe haven status could further assert itself this week. Gold ended the week with strong gains as investors sought safe haven assets amid concerns about the U.S. dollar's reliability. Moody's downgrade of America's credit outlook drove gold prices to $3,200 per ounce, with spot gold now at $3,361.2 per ounce. While some analysts are cautiously optimistic about the U.S. Memorial Day holiday calming market nerves, gold's status as a safe haven asset remains strong. Companies like Tor Metals Inc., TMET, could benefit from this trend. U.S. senators block California's EV mandate. The United States Senate has blocked a landmark California electric vehicle mandate that would have required the state to phase out gas-powered vehicles in favor of battery electric vehicles. Although California already has the largest fleet of BEVs in the U.S., the mandate aimed to accelerate electrification by pressuring carmakers to develop more EV models. Green energy ecosystem players like SolarBank Corp. may now have to rethink their market strategies.
Inside the relentless pursuit of power, Charles Denier Productions launches Chasing Power, a hard-hitting expose on presidential ambition and the battle for the presidency. Charles Denier Productions is set to launch Chasing Power, The Path to Pennsylvania Avenue, a groundbreaking podcast delving into the world of American presidential politics. Hosted by Charles Denier, the show offers rare access and insight into the strategies and ambitions driving the race for the presidency. From JFK to Trump, each episode explores the tactics and influences shaping modern campaigning, from media manipulation to voter mobilization. Whether you're a political enthusiast or a curious citizen, Chasing Power provides a raw look into America's political arena. Tune in starting December 25th, 2025, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all major platforms.
Charles Denier Productions announces new podcast Threat Level Red, a frontline intelligence briefing on America's most dangerous threats, available September 11th, 2025. Charles Denier Productions announces the launch of Threat Level Red, a new podcast premiering on September 11, 2025. Hosted by Charles Denier, the podcast delves into the various threats facing America, from cyber attacks to terrorism and more. Denier, with over 20 years of experience advising top government officials, provides expert analysis on complex security issues. Threat Level Red goes beyond the surface to uncover corruption, criminal organizations, and civil unrest. This podcast equips listeners with the knowledge to anticipate and defend against emerging threats. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and all major platforms. MS Tech announces its Homeland Security and Defense Division has deployed its ExploScan, DuoScan, and ThreatScan detection systems across Europe and Southeast Asia. MS Tech Ltd., a global developer of nanotechnology sensors, has announced that its Homeland Security and Defense Division has deployed its ExploScan, DuoScan, and ThreatScan detection systems across Europe and Southeast Asia. The recent increase in demand for explosives detection systems in aviation security and border control sectors has led to multiple shipments and installations of MS Tech's innovative trace and vapor detection systems. These systems offer advanced security measures and operational efficiency, replacing outdated radioactive instrumentation with green and safe HFQCM nanotechnology sensors. MS Tech's flagship products, including ExploScan, DuoScan, LiquiScan, MultiScan, and ThreatScan, provide high levels of sensitivity and reliability for various security applications. With over 25 years of experience in sensor technology, MS Tech continues to lead in the development and deployment of cutting-edge detection solutions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.